Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Welcome to the second half of episode 30 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Charlene Darling's La Porte. The tune is Encore Ce Soir. Encore en soi.
this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at @thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
That was Encore on Swa from Charlene Darling's La Porte before the PSA. I would like to report on the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play at this time. It is a high A league, it is a high single A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for August 3rd. The host Spokane Indians thumped the Hillsboro Hops 9-3 with five runs in the bottom of eighth at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. The Vancouver Canadiens blanked the visitors Tri-City Dust Devils 4-0 with three runs in the bottom of eighth in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey Stadium in Vancouver, BC. And the Eugene Emeralds doubled up the host Everett Aqua Sox 4-2 at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. On August 4th, Tri-City blinded Vancouver 15-3 with eight runs in the top of seventh. Spokane jumped Hillsboro 9-3 and Eugene edged Everett 5-4. There were two venue changes on August 6. Hillsboro grounded the visitors Everett 7-3 at Ron Tonkin Field in Hillsboro, Oregon. The host Tri-City playing Spokane 2-0 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And Vancouver shellacked the visitors Eugene 19-2, highlighted by seven runs in the bottom of 7th, followed by five runs in the bottom of 8th in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. On August 7th, Hillsboro walked off Everett 3-2 in 10 innings, Spokane exercised Tri-City 7-0, and Eugene thumped Vancouver 9-3 with runs in 7 of 9 innings. On August 8th, Tri-City blinded Spokane 13-2 with 7 runs in the bottom of 1st, Hillsboro edged Everett 6-4, and Vancouver shellacked Eugene 15-4 with 6 runs in the bottom of 4th, followed by four runs in the bottom of seventh, capped off by Jace Borofen's three-run home run off Austin Strickland. Three games are on tap today with one final. Vancouver edged Eugene 3-2 with three runs in the bottom of first that was able to stand up for nine innings. Later on, Everett renews in Hillsboro while Spokane resumes in Pasco against Tri-City. Both games start at 7:05 p.m.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Spokane Indians, who won the first half, are also first in the second half at 26-13 as an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are second at 24-16. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are third at 19-20. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are fourth at 17-23. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are tied for last at 16-23 with the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, which play out of Anaheim.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Christy Costello's From the Dark. The tune is Cold Cyan.
Oh,
I would like to update on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of... It is an amateur league of men's senior A-box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many players playing in the professional National Lacrosse League every winter. There were three awards handed out on August 6, all of which had two winners each. For the 2024 WLA Coach of the Year, Rob Williams of the Maple Ridge Barrards and Steve McKinley of the Coquitlam Adirondacks earned the honors. The 2024 WLA Unsung Hero Award was shared by Gordy Phillips with the Burnaby Lakers and Neil Tayak of the New West Salmon Bellies. The 2024 WLA Sportsmanship Award honored Jarrett Smith of the Nanaimo Timbermen, shared with Logan Schuss of the New West Salmon Bellies. All the WLA News Awards were written by Caitlin Lomas on the WLA Lacrosse website. August 6 was capped off with the start of the 2024 WLA playoffs as the second seed Maple Ridge Barrards bested the third seed Langley Thunder in a 12-10 barn burner at Planet Ice Cam Neely Arena. More awards were announced on August 7th via the WLA Twitter page. Drew Belgray of the New West Salmon Bellies winning the 2024 Defensive Player of the Year award, followed by Chris Origlieri of the Victoria Shamrocks winning the 2024 Goaltender of the Year after finishing the season with 346 saves, a 6.7 goals against average, and an .842 save percentage. Later on August 7th, the top seed Victoria Shamrocks survived a 15-4 slugfest in overtime against the 4th seed New West Salmon Bellies at the Q Center in Colwood. More awards were announced to kick off August 8th via the WLA official website and Twitter page. Ben McDonald of the Burnaby Lakers won the 2024 Rookie of the Year as he pumped 43 goals and tallied 23 assists. And Will Malcolm won the 2024 MVP as he led the WLA with 112 points. Later on August 8th, Langley thunderstruck Maple Ridge 17-11 at Langley Event Center to tie their series at 1. Tonight sees Game 2 between Victoria and New West. The ball drop at Queen's Park Arena is at 6:30 p.m.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey for the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke's fight did not end right away, as her two petitions against the BC NDP government for a judicial review on being forced to continue with the SPS was rejected on May 23, 2024, followed by her acceptance of the court's decision on June 10th, and culminated by an agreement between the BC NDP government and Surrey City on July 10th, according to a BC government news release, where Surrey will receive $30 million a year to 2029 when a financial guarantee of up to $20 million if the SPS salaries are higher than the RCMP may kick in and continue until 2034 for a total of up to $250 million. Surrey will fully support the transition to the SPS and not impose a police tax in the next decade. In addition, According to the BC government news release, the SPB budget, originally requested at $141.5 million, fits within Surrey's financial budget and will hire 526 officers by the end of 2024, 67% of all Surrey police officers. On August 6, the SPS celebrated its 4-year anniversary and rolled out 10 more vehicles to a total of 20. The SPS resumed community consultations on August 7th as the Chief Nora Lipinski, Surgeons Jack Kosa, Sukhprat Singh visited the PICS Society head office via the SPS Twitter. On August 8th, the SPS released their summer newsletter, which revealed a total of 430 sworn officers, civilian employees. The SPS is currently on community consultation project between July and September, where 100 community stakeholders have been asked to participate in interview sessions, focus groups, and an independent marketing company will provide a survey for policing public safety for a size statistically accurate for Surrey. Also on August 8th, the SPS had two coffee sessions for their community outreach, one in South Surrey at South Point Starbucks and another at Surrey Food Bank. Let me see if there are anything new for today. Let me look. Yeah, there isn't anything particularly new. The SPS honored Sergeant Whitehead for the National Peacekeeper, so yes, he spent time in the British Army with two peacekeeping tours in Northern Ireland. There was no community consultation by the SPS as of today, nor are there new numbers at this time. The SPS is slated to become Surrey's police jurisdiction on November 29th, 2024.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 30 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Crawl Spaces, My God. What have I done with my walls?
Thank you. Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.